All right, man, as I stated earlier, man, this is Manuel Lamar Higgs. You guys know me better as the L Dog. Man, this is, today is March 2nd, 2024. And before we get started, man, I want to thank God for allowing me to be able to share with you, the masses, this podcast on what we call the Flavor in Your Ear podcast, man. Primarily doing this solo today, so it's going to be kind of quick, but it's going to have some substance on today. So, man, y'all know what we do. We hop right into these celebrity birthdays. But before we do the celebrity birthdays, man, I got a couple of Facebook friends that are celebrating birthdays today. So, man, we're going to hop right into it. Man, we have Valencia. We have Boogaloo. Man, we know her as Kashara. Miss Lambert, man, rest in peace, man, to my guy Carlos. Man, it was very, very shocking to me that he passed away. Miss Martin Mosley, Miss Davis, and Dee Dee, man, happy, 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 blessed birthday to all of you today. And for those of you who celebrated a birthday on last week, was my birthday. So if you celebrated a birthday last week, man, happy, 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 blessed birthday to you. Man, we're going to go ahead on and hop right into these celebrity birthdays. Man, the first person that I have is a rock singer, a songwriter, an actor. He was the lead singer of the group Bon Jovi. Kind of gave you the hint right then and there. And 2009, he was inducted to the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Man, I'm talking about no other than Jon Bon Jovi. Man, he turned 62 on today. Man, this next celebrity, he's a football player and he currently plays for the Miami Dolphins. Myron Tribble, you know him as Tua Tagovailoa. He turns 26 on today. Man, I'm surprised I got that name right. Man, this next person, man, is a rapper. He was born Clifford Smith, and he gained acclaim with the Wu-Tang Clan. He teamed up with Redman, and he also portrayed the character you guys probably follow this show, The Wire. He played the character Cheese, and he is a Grammy Award winner with no other than Mary J. Blige. Man, I'm talking about no other than Method Man. He turns 53 on today. Man, this next person is a football player. He is a Heisman Trophy winner. Well, should I say he was a Heisman Trophy winner with USC, but he had to forfeit due to receiving improper benefits. Now, it's just so ironic that right now is that, you know, with NIL, they're able to do that. It's not called improper benefits right now. I think they should give him his Heisman back. But, you know, he was drafted by the New Orleans Saints in 2006. And he dated Kim Kardashian, man. I'm talking about Reggie Bush. He turns 39 on today. Man, also, man, who's celebrating the birthday today? Rebel Wilson. She turns 43. You probably remember her. She was in the movie Pitch Perfect. Big Ben Roethlisberger, Super Bowl champ. He turns 42 on today. And Daniel Craig, otherwise known as James Bond. You know, he was, you know, the James Bond, you know, for a little while. And gone, but definitely not forgotten. Dr. Seuss character, creator, Lou Reed, and Karen Carpenter celebrated the birthday today. So, man, those people are gone, but definitely not forgotten. Now, just because today is March the 2nd and we know last month was Black History Month, we still do Black History, y'all. So you know what it is. All right. So I actually going to give credit to blackfacts.com for this. In 1955, I want y'all to put some spec. I want y'all to put some spec on Claudette Colon's name, because she was the 15-year-old who was arrested for refusing to give up her seat to a white woman in a segregated bus in Montgomery, Alabama. She did it 9 months before Rosa Parks. How many of y'all actually knew that? I'm just curious. How many of y'all actually knew that? Y'all you know, think that, you know, Rosa Parks started it. No, it wasn't. It was Claudette Colvin. She started way back in 1955. So, man, put some spec on her name. Man, in 1962 on this date, man, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in a single basketball game. The closest is my guy, Kobe Bryant, with 81. In 1807, an act to prohibit the importation of slaves into port or place within the jurisdiction of the United States from and after the first day of January. Yeah, that's some black history right there for you. And in 1867, Howard University was established. In that same year, blacks voted in municipal election in Alexandria, Virginia. So, man, those are your black history moments for the day, man. Look, take them and run with them, man. We have some great, great, great pioneers who started things. And, you know, when it comes to voting, this is something that we need to do. You know, this is an election year coming up. And, man, you must get out here and get your voice heard, because if you don't vote, you can't sit back and say, well, this should have went this way or this should have went that way. It's up to you to get up and vote. All right, man. Look, I have a fun fact for today. And that fun fact is the cartoon character. You guys remember the cartoon character Betty Boop, right? All right. So Betty Boop was actually based on a black woman named Esther Jones. She was also known as Baby Esther. So what happened was, it is believed that the cartoonist Max Fleischer, the creator of Betty Boop, drew inspiration from Baby Esther's performances. And when he, you know, developed the character, you know, Baby Esther had distinctive voice and scat singing persona. So that's a fun fact, but it's also part of black history too as well. So, man, this is what you get on this podcast, man. Stuff that you didn't know, probably never thought of or anything like that. All right. A new segment on the show. Quiz time. Does any one of you that are listening or watching, do you have an iPhone? And if you do, do you have an iPhone 14? I'll wait. All right. So, by you having an iPhone, or if you probably own an iPhone, period, do you know how much that iPhone actually costs to be made in China? Anybody want to take a guess? Well, it costs $10. $10 to make an iPhone. That's crazy. That is super crazy. You spend, check this out. So for those of you who have an iPhone 14, you spend $200, $300, $400 on the iPhone that was made $10. You got to realize, y'all, where exactly are you putting your money? I was actually sitting around a couple people at work, and they were talking about the iPhone, and they were talking about how they just go and get an iPhone, you know, just because. And I'm like, what? Like, really? Like, you know, I mean, I respect, you know, people do what they do with their money, but, you know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, you would be kind of pissed to know that, you know, it makes $10. You know, people over there in China that make these iPhones do it for $10. That's crazy. But enough about that, man. So we finna hop into things that you probably didn't know, but you probably need to know. So Wendy's. Yeah, Wendy's. They were actually flirting with experimenting with the dynamic surge pricing, but had pushed back from it. So this is what they were going to do. They were going to up their prices during peak hours. So say, for instance, like you go to lunch and, you know, you notice that, you know, the prices are a lot higher than, you know, at 9 o'clock in the morning when you went and got breakfast. They were doing that because they wanted to make more money. Restaurants are most definitely in demand, as you know, during the lunch hour, especially, you know, Monday through Friday. And Wendy's was going to cash in on that. They were going to be like, man, look, hey, these people are coming. Look, we're going to up their prices. And so what they were going to do was they were going to, and I mean, it wasn't going to take place like immediately. I think it was going to actually take place maybe next year. So they were going to have it where when you went through the drive-through or when you went into the building, they were going to have it automatically change. The prices were going to change. And you were going to walk in there and you're going to be like, what? Yeah, they were going to do that. But like I said, they apparently got a lot of pushback from it. So now they're just going to, you know, just stand pat on where they were. And I think that's primarily like a good thing, because the way how the economy is going right now and the way how prices are, you know, it was most definitely going to be, you know, beneficial. You know, people probably going to stop going to Wendy's. But as you know, when one thing works for somebody, somebody else is going to do the same thing. So if Wendy's had done this, then who's to say that McDonald's wasn't going to do it? Or who's to say Pizza Hut wasn't going to do it? You know, the people, the restaurants that you visit during your lunch hour, if you don't bring your lunch, they were going to most definitely, you know, up their prices. So, you know, you have to, I'm just glad that, you know, they decided to push back on this and not go through it. So, all right, man. And other things that you probably didn't know, but you need to know right now, is that Macy's will close about 150 stores over the next 3 years because they are struggling with but most importantly, because it is seeking to fend off proposed takeover by activist investors. You know, with everybody, you know, doing Amazon right now and everybody doing Temu right now. They actually had the correct name of Temu. It's not pronounced that way. I can't remember how it's pronounced. But but Macy's was most definitely, you know, suffering, you know, because of that. You know, malls are almost right now like non-existent, like because everybody is shopping online now. You know, you'll go to, you know, the outlet mall and you'll go and shop, and they'll, you know, they'll have different, you know, stores. And it's probably a Macy's, you know, somewhere. I think in South Haven, Mississippi, there is a Macy's. But they didn't give, you know, the actual 150 stores that are going to just going to close. But Yeah, I mean, because everybody's doing it online. Everybody's shopping online. And so it's almost to the point, like right now, like, why do you need a physical store? Like, why are you needing to hire people? So with everybody doing it, you know, shopping online, you know, right now, and I get it. You know, some people will probably say watching this, well, I want to go in and I want to try my clothes on. I mean, that's, excuse me, and that's natural. I mean, you want to go into the store and you want to try your clothes on. But unfortunately, you know, these are the times that we live in. You know, we don't have that, you know, we don't have that control, you know. So if there is a store that is in your particular area right now, you know, please go and support it. Please go and shop there, because you'll get to the point like one day it'll close and you'll be like, man. So, man, most definitely, man, just go and, no, do those clothes. All right. So I'm going to really address the elephant in the room. I know most of you haven't heard about this. Some of you have seen it on Facebook. Some of you have actually commented. But there is a need to really talk about this. So this is a topic that I really wanted to talk about. I really wish that, you know, and you could comment later on, you know, on this part, if you so choose to do so. Mississippi's eight public universities could close by 2028 under a proposed Senate bill 2726. The bill was filed by Senate John Polk, who is a Republican from Hattiesburg. The bill would designate IHL to use factors such as enrollment data, degrees offered, economic impact, and services offered. They are primarily, they say if they're basing it on these criteria, Delta State University, which is where I graduated from, the Mississippi University for Women, and Valley State. Report state that the downward spiral is fueled by the drop in the state's high graduation rate. This bill does not need to be passed because it's going to eventually, it's possibly going to take away from the HBCUs. And that should not be the case. Like, I mean, you're going to school, you're sending your children, or, you know, adults that decide to go back to the school. You're taking away history. And to me, that's not fair. I know people who went to school at Valley. I know the people who went to school at Jackson State. I know people who went to school at Alcorn. My wife graduated from Tennessee Pine Bluff. Arkansas Pine Bluff. Where did I get that from? Anyway, it's a sad case of affairs when it comes to this. Because you want to, you know, there's tradition at these schools. And if they have to be closed, it's going to be bad. It's going to be really, really bad. And this is what I was talking about earlier. This is why when you sit up here, well, some of you sit up here and say that my vote don't count. This case, it does. It does count, because if you don't elect people like this guy John Polk, you won't have these issues. And now, not saying that I don't know John Polk, so I can't sit up here and say anything terrible about him. On the flip side of it, if he has these views, then these are the people that you elected. And you can't do that. You can't sit up here and, like I said earlier, you can't sit up here and say, oh, well, I need to go and do this. I'm not going to do this because my vote doesn't count. Again, like I said, it does. And like if, you know, you have someone younger coming up, you want them to go to the place that you went to school at. And if this gets taken away, it's only because we didn't do anything about it. So I hope that people wake up and want to do something about this, because if you don't, then you're gonna sit up there with your arms folded, and things are just gonna happen that you don't want to happen. So you just gotta get out here and you just gotta do something. Like, you know, you gotta get your voice heard. And if you don't get your voice heard, things like this will happen. Like I said, I hope that the HBCU schools don't get closed, because like I said, those are traditional schools. They should not. Hold on just a second. Okay. We should be able to attend to wherever we want to go to school at. So gotta get on your P's and Q's, folks. That's all I can tell you. And what's going to happen is that, well, I'm not going to predict what could possibly happen, but the outcome probably is not going to be good. So just trust and believe that if we don't stand up, I mean, we stand up for everything else. We stand up for stuff that we don't need to stand up for, and we support that. Like, we get out here and, you know, if it's some shoes that we want, or when Black Friday comes, you know, we stand out in the rain and do X, Y, and Z. I just really hope that we stand up. Because if we don't, this is not going to be good in the long run. All right, man, enough about that. Man, I titled this new segment, Man, Cool Like That. Man, what are your thoughts about the cast of A Different World reuniting after 35 years? They are actually going on tour to HBCU. So maybe during their time that they are... maybe that they are aware of this bill, maybe they will most definitely try to, you know, talk to students there about that. Man, I have a mad respect for A Different World. That was Thursday night. You know what I'm saying? Then you had the Cosby Show, and then you had that coming on. A Different World was most definitely it really, and they showed some numbers that when that show was on the air, HBCU's attendance went up. Like, it was like through the roof. And that's what's something that we don't have like right now. You know, we have, I watched the interview and they were talking about A Different World most definitely, you know, touched on, you know, several issues. No, they touched on AIDS. They touched on you know, sex and racism and everything, and that's what's lacking in today's TV. Like, they don't talk about those issues, but those issues were on a college campus, and that's the reason why that show was good. I mean, I wasn't even in college, but that show probably made so many people want to go to college and go to a HBCU. You know, well, either go to college and go to a HBCU or vice versa. And, you know, it was a funny show, but, you know, they touched on several important issues. They talked about life, and man, kudos to whoever thought about the idea to have, you know, everybody go on tour. I know the character of Dwayne Wayne, Whitley, Freddie, Colonel Taylor, Kim, and Jaleesa, and Dwayne's friend. They're all on tour right now. So, man, if you get a chance, man, please, man, go out and support them. Man, I know that they will most definitely appreciate it. So, here's the part of the show that I really, 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 really like, man. Have you listened to the lyrics? And, you know, I actually, let me give him a shout out. Because I didn't get this. Well, actually, what happened was, how we actually started doing this was the fact, you know, my wife and I, we would sit down and we would, you know, we would be riding and stuff, and we would, you know, listen to the lyrics of songs, and then we found this guy on TikTok. So I'm going to share my screen right quick. And let's see. Yeah. So this is a guy right here, Jerron. This is a guy, so you can go and find his TikTok, and man, he's really funny on there and everything. And so he really went on and inspired me to go ahead and do this segment. Have you listened to the lyrics? So I'm gonna stop sharing. And so the first song that I have is High Five, Just Can't Handle It. All right, so if you look at the lyrics right here, he said, her smile was so beautiful, the way she held me in her arms made me feel so young. Okay, just can't handle it, just can't handle it, just can't handle it, just can't handle it. Cutie tried to flip. She tried to blow my mind. I was 16. She was 25. I was walking to school. Come on, man. When she caught my eye, surely looking good. She was so fine. She had that funky walk. Her smile made me want to hear her talk. She said she would do anything just so she could hear me scream. We were singing this song, man. We were singing this song. I'm gonna stop. I'm not gonna stop sharing. I'm gonna keep the lyrics up. Hold on. I'm gonna keep the lyrics up. So let's dissect this for a second. The thing that stuck out to me, I was only 16. She was 25. Okay. And then turned around and said, I was walking to school. Okay, what's she doing? See, they always talk about the men, you know, getting on these young girls. But she was 25. He's 16. He in school. He walking to school. And then she said she would do anything so she can hear him scream. Now, we all grown here, so we all know what this is all about. She ain't scaring him. She's not scaring this man. You know, when you scream, you being scared. This boy ain't being scared. You know what? But you know what though? This wasn't one of my favorite songs by High Five for some odd reason. I think it had a lot to do with the beat. It wasn't more so of the, you know, of the lyrics, even though, like I said, you know, I wasn't really paying attention to the lyrics. I think it was more so the beat. I think if the beat was different, I probably would have liked this song. But because the beat was not like a typical High Five beat, I didn't really, you know, really care too much for this song. But man, gotta listen to the lyrics, man. Gotta listen to the lyrics. All right, man, this next song is Part-Time Lover by Stevie Wonder. Man, look, y'all know Stevie Wonder, man. This is the man and everything. But Stevie Wonder in this song, Part-Time Lover. Now that title itself. Who wants to be a part-time lover? I mean, he was basically saying, you know, he was basically promoting side dudes. That's what he was doing. So call me up, ring once, hang up the phone. Let me read that again. So in other words, he called this woman up, let the phone ring once, and then he hung up the phone to let me know that you made it home. Don't want nothing to be wrong with part-time lover. If she's with me, I'll blink the lights to let you know tonight's the night for me and you, part-time lover. Okay, this is where it gets good at. We are undercover passion on the run. We are undercover passion on the run, chasing love up against the sun. We are strangers by day, lovers by night. This is the kicker. Knowing it's so wrong, but it feels so right. Stevie Wonder, you couldn't see, but you were promoting side dudes. You were promoting side dudes. Said, if I'm with friends, we should meet. Just pass me by. Don't even speak. So in other words, like I said, know the words discreet when part-time lovers. If there's some emergency, have a male friend to ask for me. So then we won't peek. It's really you, my part-time lover. See, y'all sung these songs, man. And you know what? The video, you know, and the video put it out there too. But you know what? But see, we gave it a pass because it's Stevie Wonder. We didn't know that Stevie Wonder was promoting side dude action. This is all this right here. Side dude. So the other man, the man that gets, you know, he doesn't get Valentine's Day, he get the day after. So this should be side time lover instead of part time. Well, it's the same thing. All right. Stevie Wonder, you bad, man. You bad. All right, man. Look, I got another song. Some of y'all may not like this. May not like that I'm talking about this, but hey, equal opportunity, you know. All right, next song, Bruce Springsteen, I'm on Fire. The first verse. Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? The girl is little. Is your daddy home? He got to ask the question. He got to ask the question. Isn't that a question mark at the end? Y'all see it? That's a question mark. So he asking the question. He asking the question. Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. What? First of all, obviously, he's an older man and she's a younger girl. Because he said, hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Now, that could either go one or two ways. He could be saying, hey, little girl, is your daddy home? That means the husband, boyfriend, he could be saying that. Did he go and leave you all alone? So in this case, the guy probably went on a business trip or something. And he calling her up. Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? I can't do this, man. At night, wait a minute. It gets better. I just caught this, okay? At night, I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire. And then he go, whoa. Bruce. But y'all sung this song. And you know what? That song was probably a number one hit. For real. Probably number one hit. But these lyrics though, man. All right, man. Look, man. Enough about Bruce Springsteen. This is a song right here. I wish I had the tape. You know, the cassette tape. Brad Bilbro and Bilbro. This song was sung on the streets in the neighborhood of Riverton on Adams. Y'all sung this song as grown people. Secret Lovers by Atlantic Star. Are you ready for this? Here we are, two of us together, taking this crazy chance to be all alone. We both know that we should not be together. That lets you know right there. The part-time lover, same song. Because if they found out, who are they? All. The two people that don't know about what's going on. It could mess up both our happy homes. So that means they were married. Or they live together. I hate to think about us all beating up together. Uh-huh. Cause see if they met up together, then you know they gonna, you know, it's gonna be a problem. As soon as I looked at you, it was show on my face. So in other words, when whoever came up, they gonna be like, oh man. Then they'll know we've been loving each other. They can never know, oh no, we can't leave a trace. Secret lovers. That's what we are. We shouldn't be together. But we can't let go, oh no, because we love each other so. The song is talking about cheating. Let's just be frank. The song is talking about cheating, man. And you know what? We sung this song. And you know what the craziest thing about it is that it had the mellow beat. Where it's like you know what? You slow dance to this song. That would make it so bad. And you could have, and you probably went to the club and you probably sung this, and you know, you probably was slow dancing with somebody that you had no business being with. I'm just saying, man, these songs, man, look, we got to listen to the lyric, man. We got to sit back. You know what? These songs are classics. These are songs that we grew up listening to and singing. We grew up listening to Secret Lovers. We grew up listening to Secret Lovers. Some of y'all that because I think I'm on Fire was a country song by Bruce Springsteen. Part-time lover. And Luther, you know what? And then Luther co-signed on that song. He co-signed on that song. We come on, man. Come on. Luther co-signed on this. Because Luther should have looked at the lyrics and said, you know what, I don't want to be on this song because this song talking about X, Y, and Z. But you know what, but see, he got on the track because it was Stevie Wonder. And Stevie Wonder at that time was hot. So he wanted to hop on that song. And High Five, I just can't handle it. No, you couldn't handle it. Because you were 16 and she was 25. I'm just saying. Then Atlantic Star Secret Lovers. In the middle of making love, we know the time. We both get nervous because it's way after 9. Even though we hate it, we know it's time that we go. We got to be careful so no one would know. See, man, they talk about cheating from the dope, man. But we sung these songs, though. We sung these songs. And we made, and you know what, and you know the crazy thing about it? We made these songs top 10 hits. So I want to know, have you ever listened to the lyrics? I'm going to bring you more lyrics. Next week, man, I'm going to have a co-host with me, and I'm pretty sure that they are going to dissect. It's going to be fun next week. I got two people in mind that's going to be a guest. Hopefully, my co-host or my beautiful and dear wife, Sasha, be able to join us. But it's going to be funny next week. Oh, man, it's going to be funny next week. So, you thought that you got a laugh out of this? Man, go back, man. I would most definitely promote this, man. Listen to the replay, man. Like I said, tell a friend, tell another friend, man. If you just speed up to this part, hey, I'll take that listen. All right, man. On the sad note, well, before we get to the sad note, man, there's something else that you probably need to know right now, and we're going to make it real quick. A Texas school has punished a black student because he refused to change his dreadlocks hairstyle. Now, Daryl has been banned from attending regular classes at Barbers High Hill School. He has been directed to the in-school suspension and off-site disciplinary program since August 31st of last year. The school claims that the length of his dreadlocks violate their dress and grooming code. So, I thought I had it. Oh. Hold on, give me a second. Because I want you guys to see his dreads. And I want you guys to be the judge. Okay. And I'm going to give props to Google for this. Okay, so this is what's going on. And I'm sorry for those of you that are listening to this. If you go to Google and put in Texas school punished student dreadlocks, if you go to Google and you pull this up, you will see, man, there's nothing wrong with this young man's dreads. Nothing wrong. I think this is not the same person. But this, him, right here, right here, right here, right here. There's nothing wrong with this young man and his dreads. Nothing wrong. You know what? And he probably, you know, keep him clean and probably do everything. You know, he probably manages his hair very well. What is the problem? Talking about the length of his dreadlocks violate the dress and grooming code. That's perfect. They're not all down here. They're not in the back and, you know, hanging out and everything. He does it very eloquently, very nicely. What is the problem? I tell you what the problem is, because unfortunately, he's a black guy. He's a black kid. He probably doesn't fit in. He probably doesn't do everything that what's what. Man, I see, man, Joe, 10 minutes ago, man, I appreciate you, man. What's wrong? What is wrong with this young man's dreads? And it just, I don't know. It just bothers me, you know. He didn't get into a fight. He didn't bring a gun. He didn't do anything. It's just because of his dreadlocks. I thought that school was a place where you go and you get an education. Not because of how you... I don't get it, man. I don't get it. But at any rate, that's what's going on. I got one more thing to share with you guys. On a sad note, This young lady passed away. I'm not going to try to pronounce her name. That's the reason why I'm showing you. And again, for those of you that are listening, if you go to the, if you go to Google and you type in HIV/AIDS activist, she was 39 years old. She was on Oprah back in 96. And at the time, they didn't know that she was going to live to be that long, you know, live that long. Man, it was so sad, man. And you see all the comments, and everything. Yeah, man, it's pretty sad, man. I think, the news broke. I want to say the news. It broke the day before my birthday and everything. So, yeah, man, she was most definitely, she will be missed. So, that's my sad note for today. Man, I want to thank all of you, man, who took time, and who are going to take time out of your busy schedule, man, and listen, to this podcast. And man, this was a very, 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 informative show, that, you know, that we did on today. Man, I got so much stuff coming up, man, that it's gonna be ridiculous. Man, like I said, once again, man, I most definitely want to appreciate all of you, man, who support me, who most definitely listen. And man, we will continue to bring a lot of content to you in the upcoming weeks, man. We are most definitely putting the foot on the gas, man. Flavor in your ear, merch will be coming soon. So man, if you want to support, I will be creating a t-shirt, man. Flavor in your ear, podcast. D. Lenar, you will get your quote unquote t-shirt real soon. And man, so when I get ready to create the merch, you guys will most definitely know when it will become available. Again, like I said, I want to thank you guys for your love, your support, the shout outs, and anything that I need to do to make this podcast better than it already is, man, please let me know. And we will most definitely do that. Like I said, we will have a guest next week. Hopefully, we will have a guest for the next 2 weeks. So I will most definitely be asking, you know, different people, you know, to come on. You know, we're going to work out, you know, people have different schedules. My schedule is a little kind of like today. So, there was possibly a way that I could have done it, but I want to do it like early in the morning. But like I said, man, I will do a better job in promoting the podcast and getting it out there to you guys, because I want the interaction, man. The interaction is most definitely going to be a very important piece to this podcast. And hopefully, you know, later on, we'll do it a lot better. But I hope you guys most definitely enjoy this podcast. Man, I want you to know I love every last one of you. And with that being said, peace out. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.